with a very, very heavy and beautiful rain, Aurora Vilnius is starting on the first day of the last month of the year, Wednesday, the 1st December 2010. I am Mari, and at the studio we have Andrea, Miriam, Yahalon, and our big team of volunteers. The weather forecast, a thunderstorm, temperature now is 24 degrees. For the day, we're going to be range between 20 to 37 degrees, with wind at 18 kilometers and humidity at 85 degrees. Very, very wet day in all sense. As you can see for the big quantities of programs at the radio, that the visit of the Governing Board and the International Advisory Council was really productive. In the interview today, Jürgen from the Working Committee shares with us a very important perspective of this visit.
Well, we Working Committee had a round of meetings with the International Advisory Council and the Governing Board. And we also had a meeting with the Advisory Council to L'Avenir. And to give a good insight into the mindset that we are dealing with, there was one occasion at the meeting with the Advisory Council to the L'Avenir, where one person made a point that in order to work efficiently, especially in the planning, for that was in connection with the Town Development Council, that this can only work if there is a leader. A clear leadership will have to be carved out. So at that time, I mentioned to him that I would understand the way he is arguing the case, but at the same time I made it clear to him that Orville is not an individual experience, it's a collective matter, and therefore the question of a single leader for the Development Council does not arise, because it is collectively, in this case of L'Avenir Group, that decisions are being taken. So having leaders is something natural in our Eastern and also Western thinking, but in Orville we are trying to work towards something different. And even though we have to follow so many rules and regulations all the time, and in fact, Working Committee in this sense is the intermediary between the community and all the other groups, and I would say streams of consciousness that exist, because all these people, board and council, they're basically all people of goodwill, but they come from different backgrounds. And this plays into the conversations and discussions that we have with them. So we are all the time listening and explaining our views, and then a convergence is taking place. And to a large extent, solutions are being found, or also sometimes matters are being deferred. But in this round of meetings that we had now, we can say that the points that we came up with in our agenda, more or less, they have been taken quite well. And we are somewhat happy that the way the meeting went. Also in regard to the leadership, we also have a number of people in the community who would like nothing more than to assume a kind of leadership. And I have noticed that also, that if people put themselves too much in front, then it becomes a little questionable, and then actually a true solution is not being found. It is always more convincing and more long-lasting if collective solutions are being found, being implemented, and in most of the cases, this also then is more truthful and it lasts a long time.
Orville Radio would like to congratulate Sadhana Forest, that was awarded the third place in the Humanitarian Water and Food Award ceremony that took place in the University of Copenhagen. More details to come soon at the radio. For a while, parabéns, fellows from Sadhana Forest. We wish you keep our very beautiful and amazing work. Insight Seminar presents Introduction to the Spiritual Dimension of Orville, a one-day workshop for guests who wish to know more about the deeper level of the community. It will take place on Thursday, starting tomorrow, the 2nd of December 2010, from 9 to 12 at Anusuya. Details and registration, you need to call Inside India 2622047 and you talk with Rima. And this weekend, we have the workshop Intimate Yoga for Women at Verite. In this workshop, you will learn a program that is easy to use as a daily pratsi and extremely beneficial if you pratsi regularly. You will become aware of the pelvic muscles, learn how to move them, improve their strength and elasticity. Continuing this for 15 minutes long daily practice, you can build up 132% extra strength within 10 days. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday, the 4th and 5th of December, from 9:30 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. For more details, contact Verite directly. To Brahman, there are no whole and parts, but each thinks is all itself and benefits by the whole of Brahman. Sri Aurobindo. I wish a very good day for all of you, that December come full of good energy for receiving the new year that is about to come. And my best wish also for this amazing radio that soon will be completing one more year of this beautiful journey.